Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Mike Savage tonight. He's the only one in the last 2 days that have called it right on what's going on in Egypt. I have never seen so many people betray a Mubarak. They couldn't wait. All the lemmings couldn't wait to get in line to stab Mubarak in the back. And everybody forgets that Mubarak was the first one, the first guy to pony up when we had to go and liberate Kuwait. But Obama bin Laden and the Muslim, can't say Muslim, you have to say Muslim. And the Muslims, the Brotherhood, they want to take down Mubarak. They want one a caliphate, and it's going to be a half. It'll be 70%, 80% Sunni and 20% Shia. But I got to tell you something. Everybody's in for a rude awakening. This guy Mubarak is not going down. And I admired McCain. I heard him talking the other day, and he was defending Mubarak. And then I pick up the headlines tonight, and it says McCain asked Mubarak to resign. I think that Mubarak should offer to resign along with McCain and Obama. And let's get this Tea Party stronger in the Republican Party, because these rhinos are no good. You got Mitch McConnell, who's leading the rhino charge, and he voted to burn the flag along with 40 Democrats 40 days before 9/11, and they're passing him off as chocolate pudding. Give me a break. Fred Thompson, they labeled him a conservative. Fred Hollywood Thompson, he voted to burn the American flag 40 days before 9/11. They don't call it that. You know what they call it? They call it freedom of speech. Give me a break. I'll be right back. First it started with Tunisia, and now it's Egypt, and they're talking about Jordan and Saudi Arabia, all falling for what? You think that the Hashemite kingdom of Jordan is going to allow anybody to overthrow that throne? When the king is a direct descendant of the prophet Mohammed? You can't do that. He's been a staunch ally of the United States. His father had at least 5 assassination attempts just for being pro-American. Unfortunately, the people, the Obama administration, who gave back Czechoslovakia, Poland, Georgia, and the Ukraine to the Soviet Union, and agreed to reduce our missiles, I'm surprised they didn't give the missiles to even it out. give our missiles to the Russians to even it out. This guy is on a, he's not an American. This president is not an American. This president speaks for, he speaks for communists and he speaks for radical Islamists. He does not speak for the American people. He doesn't even know the words to Old Man River. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. America's getting a big shaft. What you see in Cairo could happen in New York tomorrow. That's if Al-Qaeda doesn't get here first with dirty nukes, which they're telling us tonight that they're working on. And this Mohammed Baradei? Mohammed Baradei is a UN pimp. He is nothing more than... he was on Saddam Hussein's payroll. Mohammed Baradei is pro-Iranian, and he's the one that covered up the fact that after the State Department told us it would be 10 years before Iran had nukes, he's the one that announced it would be 5 years, and then it turned out to be 10 minutes. So Mohammed Baradei is not Egypt's answer. The Egyptian people tonight, the decent ones, are standing by Mubarak. Does anybody know the population of Egypt? Did I hear right when somebody said 65 million? So who's in the streets tonight? 2 million? Why are the Coptic Christians and the Catholic Egyptians all for Mubarak? Because they know what's coming. They see it. They can see it in the eyes of their enemies. America now has a reputation for selling out its friends. And it goes back to the 1950s when we told the Hungarians to rise up and that we would be in to help them. And then we sat back, did nothing while the Russians butchered them. Goes to the Bay of Kennedy's in Cuba when we told the Cuban people who we left on the beaches unprotected and unsupported that their flag would fly over Havana. It's still in a museum in Miami. And not only that, we reached out and snatched a Cuban kid named Elian Gonzalez and gave him as a gift of appeasement to Castro. Castro, who nearly started World War III and nearly obliterated the Caribbean, the continental United States, and the rest of the world, who was also a big drug dealer. All drugs going into the United States. Many of them passed through Havana. But that's your kid's problem. That's not your problem. Only when you send them to rehab. And the chances of rehab success are not good. So what else do we have? We have the betrayal of Taiwan to the Chinese. You could say Nixon did that. So you see, the Democrats and the Republicans are one party. I often say when you get to the top, it's all the same people. And it's time that we had a party of the people, for the people, by the people, and stop sending millionaires and lawyers to Washington. And the only lobby should be in a hotel. $1 is the largest contribution any major corporation can make to any one president. The largest corporation should be equal to the single voter. They should be equal. And I'll tell you something, you'd see a lot less people running for office if there was no backsheesh. And that's an Islamic word. That's a Muslim word, backsheesh. It means payoffs. And we took it and we expanded it. We now call them champagne contributions and war chests. You ever see a war chest go to war? Did we shaft among people of Vietnam who fought side by side with us, and we left them there for the communists to butcher? We walked away from them. Did we in Iraq, when the Kurds rose up with us to throw out Saddam? Did we leave the Kurds to be butchered? Weren't those Kurds that were sitting on frozen mountaintops with little tents and no warm clothes, and we allowed Saddam to cross the no-fly zone with helicopters and and cut them to pieces? Is that us? Is that who we are? Is that the America that used to have a creed, the strong must protect the weak? Well, maybe we better start protecting ourselves, because I think we're kind of weak. I think we're weak in spirit, we're weak in morale and morality. We're in trouble. I got a feeling, and I think I'm going to see more of this as it progresses, that the mental illness ratio in the United States is higher than ever before. I got a feeling that because of the absence of spirituality, we are losing many souls that are not being accounted for. And I had that thought about souls when I thought about abortion today, and they're running a scam at the Planned Parenthood. They're helping pimps get rid of fetuses so the girls can go back to work. Isn't that wonderful? And I said to myself, when does the soul get attached to the uterus? Huh? And when you kill the child, do you also kill the soul? Or does the soul go on to heaven to testify against the butchers and the murderers on Judgment Day, which for some of us may be tomorrow? So, who else did we betray? After World War II, we left all of those countries behind the Iron Curtain and skedaddled home. We left all of those Baltic states in the hands of the Soviets. It took a pope to free Poland. You think about that. Are we in trouble? We're in big trouble. We'll see what happens. And Mubarak is not going down without a fight. And you know what? He's not going to have too much of a fight because the army's on his side. And here Obama played his Muslim Brotherhood card, and now he's going to look like an ass. And if you heard the Israeli ambassador to the United States tonight, they can't believe how stupid Obama is. And they said it. We can't believe this guy is a super schmuck. And all of the lemmings, all of the news media people, all jumped on his bandwagon to stiff Mubarak. And they have no idea. They have no idea how strong Mubarak is. And he has a lot of allies. Unfortunately, the United States is not one of them. And Israel is our ally, but we're not Israel's ally. We'll sell Israel out tomorrow in the name of world peace, comrade. As a matter of fact, we will sell Israel out yesterday. And anybody who voted for Obama bin Laden will live to regret it, because your dreams are going to be dashed upon the rocks. As a matter of fact, I think Hosni Mubarak came out tonight and said that Obama's health care plan is unconstitutional. Hang in there. Aperitif tonight is courtesy of Tito Puente, a U.S. Navy sailor who made it big in the Big Apple. Savage made one mistake tonight. He played the Star Spangled Banner, which was great. Asked everybody to stand, and he played it through. And then when he come back from a break, he played it again, and then he said, cut that tune short. You don't cut that tune short. If you begin it, you got to finish it. And we like it straight up, not on the rocks. We don't need the Oreo version or the Baltimore Oriole version. We want straight Americana when it comes to the Star Spangled Banner. Play it like it was written. And no yodeling. Hi, you boys and girls. We're back. Savage is hot tonight, and he's the only one that's on the track. He smells a rat. He smells a rat in Egypt, and he's putting a case together to prove that this convenient overthrow is the work of Obama, George Soros, General Wesley Clark, Sandy Berger, the newspaper in the pants guy, and it's very interesting. So let me read you a couple of highlights for today's blog, and then I'll give you a little tune. Never forget that when Obama came into office, he hit the ground running. He was doing last minute 2 minute football drills, and he hasn't stopped. And he won't stop. And one of his goals is gun control, which really means people control. And right now, there's an article out that it's hard to get a gun in New Jersey. The question is, why do you want one? And this is not the law. The law says every American has the right to bear arms. You don't have to be in a militia, as the communists chip away at the truth. That's one of their arguments. Every time the communists move against your Second Amendment rights, guaranteed and signed in American blood, we should go out and buy more guns. Ladies, it's time you learn the art of shooting and gun care. The NRA is not just for men. The owner of the Derringer Company is a sweet little gal. It is time for the NRA to double their membership. The average American needs 11 guns. One for confiscation when they come to take it away, and 10 buried waiting for Paul Revere. And if you buy 11 guns this week, I'm running a special. I'll throw in a free t-shirt that says, "You'll never take me alive." Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Next blog. It's called Obama Shut Up. Mubarak says the health care bill is unconstitutional. I don't buy it. First off, I doubt the 2 million people figure. 100,000 will fill the Super Bowl Sunday. I see 5 Super Bowls maximum. The class of people there were not the poor who scavenged the garbage dumps of Egypt. How do you buy designer knockoffs on $2 a day? Don't tell me volume. In a tinderbox situation, the last thing the Egyptian people need is for Obama bin Laden to call for the overthrow of Mubarak, a friend of the USA. Mubarak stood with us against Saddam and sent troops to liberate Kuwait. He has been a peacekeeper in the region for 30 years. The best we have is an economy-destroying, Soviet-placating dog without papers. How dare he meddle in the lives of 65 million people when he can't close one drug route on the southern border? You want to see the enemies of America? Fox, CNN, BBC, Marine Killing, MSNBC, all are on the same page, scapegoating. Too Loose McCain stands with John Kerry to out Mubarak. What does that tell you? McCain can't even defend Arizona under communist siege. I am surprised they didn't dig up Ted Kennedy for support. O'Reilly was the first to say et tu Obama, displaying his total ignorance of Mideast culture and politics. Just because you saw Lawrence of Arabia, Bill, the howitat still don't carry water. Then Fox had on a handsome, well-coiffed Harvard professor, another seed-sower of college communism, showing his ignorance about the Egyptians. You would think he was reading from the Muslim Brotherhood playbook. A word to the wise is sufficient, and here's a full sentence for you ignorant politicians. Do like the shepherds do. Get the flock out of there and stay out. Mind your own business. Concentrate on giving the Baltic states back to Putin for his birthday. When Mubarak goes, Israel loses their guardian of the right flank. So while we are all playing Nostradamus with the lives of the unfortunate, think about this. The next war will be nuclear. And Mom, you're not going to have to worry about your son being drafted because he's going to die defending you. And to those good Coptic Christians who support Mubarak, I say, Jesus Wakba. May you receive the safe shelter that you gave our Lord when he was only a child. Hang in there. Why the communists want gun control is because they're going to do things to us like the Star Treaty that Obama signed while nobody was looking today. They're going to do things to us that are going to outrage Americans so much that everybody that has a gun will be heading to Washington. Yeah. Unbelievable. Okay, so here's I have got to tell you, it's the first time in all the years I've been watching Fox that I have lost faith with Fox. When I saw O'Reilly following the party line, I just couldn't take it. I am very disappointed in Fox, and I think there's a purge inside Fox going on right now. Shepard Smith reads the cue cards and has no idea what he's talking about. Who is writing the Obama mission for Fox? Khalid Sheikh Mohammed or the blind sheikh? In a nation where intelligence is zero, the meddlers in another nation's affairs is causing George Washington to spin at 7,800 RPMs. You know, two things that George Washington said that always pop into my head. One is, avoid foreign entanglements, and two, in times of peace, prepare for war. What worries me most, and I ask this question, has the U.S. military already been turned over to the U.N. or NATO? I am watching the Clinton bombing of the Serbs, who used to rescue downed U.S. pilots from the Nazis, but Operation Monica off the front pages took president's precedence. Who would ever trust us again? Surely not the Hmong people of Nam, the Hungarians of 52, the Taiwanese tennis balls, the Kurds of Halabja, the Tutus and the Tutsis and the South Koreans, the Japanese, the Hashemites, Christians of Sudan, Poland, Czechoslovakia, Ukraine, and Georgia. Oh no, Obama gave away Atlanta to Rasputin. Did I mention Honduras, the greatest threat to worldwide communism? And I left out the Vatican. The American bodies coming back from Iraq, Afghanistan, and soon to be Suez are labeled in the communist press as NATO troops. Soon the coffins will be draped with UN flags, and the excuse will be, why not? We voted to burn the American one 40 days before 9/11. Everybody knows American boys are dying for The Hague. I am starting to remember as I watch these middle-class Egyptians rioting in their Liberty Plaza that we once, too, had a Liberty Plaza. The casualty count for that Muslim demonstration was 2,800 Americans and 200 pro-life babies not recognized by the communist junta in D.C. And if you want to see what Planned Parenthood is all about, get the visit to the abortion clinic in Perth Amboy. Perth Amboy, you know, is largely a Latino neighborhood, and and they are hardworking, struggling people. And to me, an abortion clinic in Perth Amboy is the same as a mosque next door to the World Trade Center. Remains. It's not right. That's oppression, if you want to know the truth. And that's slavery, too. And the guy that went in played a pimp, and he was talking about bringing in 14-year-old girls for abortions. And the clerk behind the desk said, you can't say 14, you have to say 15. Isn't that great? Yeah. You know, there's a saying about hogs, if they're old enough to bleed, they're old enough to butcher. And that's what an abortion clinic is to me. It's a chop shop. Maybe all the communist media attention. Oh, no. I started to say, I'm starting to remember as I watch these middle-class Egyptians rioting in Liberty Plaza that we too once had a Liberty Plaza. The casualty count of the Muslim demonstration was 2,800 Americans and 200 pro-life babies not recognized by the communist junta in D.C. When Chuck Heinrich Schumer said yesterday there were only three branches of government, the Communist House, the Communist Senate, and the Communist President, he forgot to tell us the Supreme Court is under house arrest. Maybe all this communist media attention to the upheaval in Egypt is just buying time for Obama to slip his army in place. You know the one he said would be bigger than the U.S. military? Will it be a mercenary army made up of Muslim brotherhoods? Sleep with one eye open, America, and get the gas tax money ready. I like it when they say that the lotto goes for education. Only a little goes to brainwashing the children. Once you shampoo little Johnny's cranium, the conditioner is all you need after that. When you see the entire media and the demo pubs chanting with one voice, wake up, you're being Obama bamboozled. When they get through attacking Mubarak, the only good thing the lemons will have to say about him is he did tie his own shoelaces. It took Mubarak 30 years to be hated. Obama has beat him by 28 years. This imposter to the throne of eagles can't even show proof of origin. In Arabic, the word for original is Asli. Our president is Tejadi, a knockoff worth 40% less. Pray for all Egyptians. Many will be very heartbroken. They are being pulled apart like an embryo, just like we're being pulled apart. Maybe we're the ones that should be out in the streets instead of the Egyptians. More tea, anybody? To conclude, I've decided that it would be in the best interest of the United States is we swap Mubarak for Obama. Besides, Mubarak already says that the health care plan is unconstitutional. I mean, if Obama can decide policy for Egypt, Mubarak should be allowed to voice his opinion on the health care plan. Let's swap. Mubarak loves America. Obama hates it. Mubarak sends troops to fight alongside American troops in Desert Storm. Obama gives four countries back to the Soviets. Do I need to name them? Ukraine, Czechoslovakia, Poland, and Georgia. Mubarak knows how to close borders and seal tunnels. Obama attacks Honduras and mambos with Fidel Castro. Egypt takes in baby Jesus and protects him. King Herod Obama says child murder is settled law. Mubarak protects the elderly under the Good Samaritan Act. Obama certifies death panels, calling it health scare. Mubarak is a friend of Israel and honors treaties. Obama is no friend of Israel and gives the Soviets first shot at America called START, which he did yesterday. I'm surprised he didn't give them free missiles. Give us Mubarak, and we will give you Obama. What do you say? Please? Oh, please. Signing off, boys and girls.